This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the Summit News Hour on this 19th of May 2022. Huge raft of subjects coming up over the course of the next hour. Of course, big in the news is the fact that the Queen of Disinfo has been dethroned. Big sis is big sad. That is, of course, the would-be leader of the Department of Homeland Security's Ministry of Truth, having to be wrapped up, suspended, kiboshed, basically, because they claim a coordinated right-wing disinformation campaign. Really, we'll see what is actually going on with that. We've also got Twitter introducing a new policy during what they call crisis situations, which is basically, if a transgender gets called a man on Twitter, that's a crisis situation in their eyes, saying that they're going to slap more warning labels, more censorship on tweets. The woke employees, some of whom are being fired right now, are really trying to get their digs in before a potential takeover by Elon Musk. The fallout from the Buffalo shooting continues, with New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing that they're going to create a new police unit to combat, quote, hate speech, which, as we know, is basically thought crime. But in the UK, we have a top cop who says that because the lowest ever proportion of actual crimes are being solved, they should stop focusing on speech offences. Also going to talk about a CDC study, or a new set of figures released, where they say they're investigating, in the United States, 180 cases of children with hepatitis of unknown cause. It's a total mystery, despite the fact that it's happening worldwide, it's happening in the UK, and top health experts in the UK have said precisely what has caused it. And we'll go on to talk about what has caused it. The mainstream media, legacy media in the United States, aren't even mentioning. Meanwhile, the WHO is to make lockdowns part of its official pandemic guidance, despite the fact that there's voluminous evidence that lockdowns have been an absolute disaster, major studies attesting to that fact. We also have a TV presenter in the UK saying that food shortages will lead to cannibalism. And he was only half joking when he made that prediction. Of course, massive global wheat shortages. We have top Russian officials now warning of a global famine likely to happen this year because, basically, of the world's support for the current thing. Joe Biden's failed to comment on one mass shooting that occurred in America last weekend, in addition to the Buffalo shooting, because it didn't fit the narrative. We're going to get into that. And the LGBT flag, if you could believe this was physically possible, is now adding more colours. Yeah, if you didn't think it was an ugly mess to begin with, a vomit of rainbows, basically, now it's going to be even more complex to satiate another extreme minority group. Meanwhile, Disney announces LGBT clothing line for children. Apparently, their complete collapse in favorability isn't deterring them from satiating the woke mob. We have a criminal, a dangerous thought criminal, who put tire marks on an LGBT crosswalk in Canada, or actually in Florida, now being ordered by a judge to write 25 pages of LGBT fiction. Yes, his thought crime will be punished with re-education on how this oppressed minority group is really so downtrodden, despite the fact that literally every major corporation, every major government, the judicial system, punishes its critics with social re-education campaigns. We're going to get into all that and a host more on the other side. This is the Summit News Hour, summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Summit.news headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and we're going to start with lockdown, with the continuing devastating impact that global lockdowns have had on mental health and on health itself. We have this headline out, Summit.news. CDC now investigating 180 cases of children with hepatitis of unknown cause. It's a complete mystery to them. CDC is now investigating 180 cases of children with hepatitis of an unknown cause. Although health experts in the UK know what the cause is, and they've already basically said what it is. Yet the CBC reported, or CNBC, sorry, that they just have no clue why there's this sudden spate of hepatitis cases, not just in the United States, but across the world, where kids are having to have urgent organ transplants. Kids in Ireland have died. There have been 5 deaths in the United States so far. And they're just holding their hands up and saying, we don't know why this is happening. They reported, quote, adenovirus infection is being investigated as being the possible cause, with nearly half the kids testing positive for the pathogen. Now, what they don't tell you is that adenoviruses normally lead to causing the common cold. But because kids have weakened immune systems because of lockdown, they're unable to fight it off, and then it gets worse and it becomes the hepatitis infection. That's the reason why there are hepatitis cases in children now exploding all over the world, and people, experts in the UK, have said that, yet there's no mention of it throughout this entire CNBC article or in any of the other legacy media articles that I saw yesterday. Professor Simon Taylor Robinson said, I think it's likely that children mixing in kindergartens and schools have lower immunity to seasonal adenoviruses than in previous years because of restrictions. In other words, because of lockdown, because these kids have not been socialized, they've not been around other kids enough. The mask wearing has also played a part. Their immune systems are basically shot. Whether the vaccines have any additional impact in terms of crippling their immune systems is certainly up for debate, but there's no debate that lockdown has weakened children's immune systems and made them more prone to all these other viruses. The professor went on to say, quote, this means they could be more at risk of developing hepatitis because their immune response is weaker to the virus because of this absolute hysterical panic about keeping kids away from each other, despite the fact, for example, in the UK, even during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, children under the age of 15 were more likely to be killed by falling over putting their pants on than from COVID-19 virus itself. But now they are at risk for all these other horrible viruses. Now, in this CNBC article, which completely failed to mention that health experts in the UK have already explained this, it's due to lockdowns that they supported, They said the CDC is still conducting lab tests to see if the COVID virus might also be a possible cause. Every time there's a new outbreak of some weird virus that they can't explain, they always blame it on COVID itself. Despite the fact that the children impacted in the initial cluster of cases in Alabama in this hepatitis outbreak did not have COVID-19. So they're studying the wrong thing. They should be studying the drastic consequences of lockdown. And again, it's not just physical health, it's mental health. We had an article last week where the Royal Society Open Science Journal found that lockdowns in the UK caused around 60,000 children to suffer clinical depression. And of course, those are only the numbers who are being vocal about it, who are going to doctors, therapists, getting treatment for it. The actual number is probably far higher. We featured before a prominent study by Johns Hopkins University concluding that global lockdowns have had a much more detrimental impact on society than they have produced any benefit, with researchers urging they are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. Yet, what is the WHO out doing today? Making lockdowns part of official pandemic guidance. Again, despite the fact that Sweden did not impose any strict lockdown measures or mask mandates at any step of the way, and their mortality rate per capita was one of the lowest in Europe. What they did worked, and everyone ignored it because the technocrats need that power. They need that precedent to lock us down again. Who knows what they're going to do with this monkeypox thing? Again, despite the fact that it's not very infectious at all, the media is slowly building up that drumbeat of panic around monkey virus to probably try and get the mask mandates back in place, despite the fact that that doesn't even stop it from being transmitted. WHO to make lockdowns part of official pandemic guidance. Daily Skeptic reports the World Health Organization is to make lockdowns and other non-pharmaceutical interventions intended to curb viral spread of the official pandemic guidance. So again, they're taking what didn't work, what caused disastrous consequences in terms of mental health, physical health, the economy, poverty, and they just said we're going to apply it once again when the next pandemic comes along, which Bill Gates has obviously promised. Now, I made a video about this yesterday. I'm still seeing parents with baby strollers, with prams. Either the parents are still wearing masks, literally 4 months after all legal mask mandates ended in England. And in some cases, the kids are still wearing masks too, despite the known cognitive disorders that they're causing for a generation of babies and toddlers. This video is called They Just Won't Stop. Here it is. More evidence emerging of the tremendous damage that lockdowns and other restrictions have had on the cognitive development of infants. This time it's the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists sounding the alarm bell. The Telegraph reports, experts said that repeated lockdowns had left young children without the chance to play and learn how to communicate, setting back their development. Assessments show that 1 in 5 children are not meeting expected standards by age 2.5, with thousands likely to need help such as speech and language therapy. A recent report by Ofsted came to a similar conclusion. Investigators found that infants who were surrounded by adults wearing face masks for much of the past 2 years has damaged their learning and communication abilities. Those turning 2, quote, will have been surrounded by adults wearing masks for their whole lives and have therefore been unable to see lip movements or mouth shapes as regularly. The restrictions also left toddlers struggling with crawling, using the toilet independently and making friends. Therapists are unable to keep up with the demand. They're being flooded, with one speech therapist reporting a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers.
Jacqueline Teak says during this pandemic, her speech therapy clinic has seen an enormous shift in the ages of their patients. Before the pandemic, only 5% of patients were babies and toddlers. Today, it has soared to 20%. Many parents calling it COVID delayed.
We've seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers from pediatricians and parents.
And they are children that are having a difficult time speaking.
Speech delayed.
Babies start learning how to speak by reading lips as young as 8 months. So what happens when lips and faces are covered up by masks?
We're seeing a lot of things that look just like autism. They're not making any word attempt and not communicating at all with their family.
Another study out of Germany found that the reading ability of children has plummeted compared to pre-corona times thanks to lockdown policies that led to the closure of schools. And even here in England, where there haven't been any face mask restrictions in place for months, I still see masked parents walking around everywhere with toddlers and babies. You'd think these parents would have at least questioned what impact constantly covering their face has had on their own children. But apparently not, and they just won't stop. And we have yet more research out on this today. Again, this is out the Daily Skeptic. Youngest children most harmed by lockdowns, research finds. The youngest children have been most affected by lockdowns and school closures during the COVID pandemic, with new research finding the educational progress and social development of 4- and 5-year-olds suffered severely during their first year at school. Aggressive behavior, such as biting and hitting, feelings of struggling in class or being overwhelmed, are now commonplace. They've wrecked an entire generation of children. Who's going to take responsibility for it? And who's going to stand up to the WHO and say, no, we're not going to lock down again. It was a disaster. It's not happening again.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the deep state suffered a big blow yesterday when it was forced to suspend its creepy Ministry of Truth disinformation board, and they said they did so on the premise that the right wing, the conservative media, had engaged in a coordinated campaign of disinformation to mischaracterize the true intention of this body, which again is quite ironic given it was headed up or planned to be headed up by Nina Jankowicz, dubbed the Mary Poppins of disinformation, somebody who has a history replete with pushing the most egregious disinformation you could ever imagine. We have a headline here up on summit.news. Government claims DHS disinfo board is shut down because of disinfo. Again, that's incredibly ironic because they cite the reason for shutting it down being disinfo. Well, that narrative is literally disinfo. It wasn't a coordinated smear campaign. It's called legitimate criticism. And I made a video about this earlier today. Big sis is big mad. Here it is. Big sis is big sad. The Department of Homeland Security has been forced to suspend its creepy disinformation board before it even got off the ground. And its would-be leader, Nina Jankowicz, isn't taking it too well.
So every characterization of the board that you've heard up until now has been incorrect. And frankly, it's kind of ironic that the board itself was taken over by disinformation when it was meant to fight it.
Yeah. You know what's also kind of ironic? Unit to fight disinformation being headed up by you, the queen of disinformation. You claimed the deep state doesn't exist.
Talking about the deep state and things like that, which is a thread among conspiracy communities here in the United States, that there is this secret cabal here in Washington working to undermine the American people. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
That's disinformation. You promoted the claim that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian propaganda. That's disinformation. You cited Christopher Steele as an expert on disinformation, the author of the infamous Trump-Pgate dossier, which was wholly a product of disinformation. You defended and excused the behavior of Ukrainian paramilitary groups, including the Azov Battalion, while they were literally committing war crimes. That's disinformation. You falsely characterized parents' legitimate concerns about critical race theory being taught in schools as disinformation. That's disinformation. Disinformation. It's okay when we do it.
It's kind of ironic.
Then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation.
Isn't it interesting how there's almost a total Venn diagram overlap between disinformation and information that embarrasses the regime? Funny that, isn't it? Almost like the entire contrived moral panic over disinformation is just an excuse to shut down legitimate dissent.
It's kind of ironic.
As journalist Glenn Greenwald notes, she complains about right-wing disinformation scuppering the DHS disinfo board when the most devastating indictment of the whole operation, and her, was published by The Nation, a left-wing news outlet.
It's kind of ironic.
Newsflash. Large numbers of people being rightly concerned about the government literally launching a Ministry of Truth isn't a coordinated attack, isn't right-wing disinformation. It's speaking truth to power.
All these sensationalist narratives about what the board was, what people thought the board was going to do are completely wrong. It was a coordinating mechanism.
Oh, don't worry, everyone. It was just
a coordinating mechanism.
This isn't happening. Everyone look away, please. Nothing to see here.
That just happened to be led by someone who literally said free speech makes her shudder. By someone who said free speech was like, quote, fairy dust, suggesting it doesn't even exist. By somebody who demanded the power for trustworthy regime propagandists like her to edit your tweets.
And I am eligible for it because I'm verified. But there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets.
This initiative wasn't involved in policing speech, and neither was I.
No, they're not policing your speech. They're just editing your tweets. By someone who wrote a book replete with bizarre hypothetical scenarios about men being sexist to her on the street, deploying the same words they use on social media. One example being TikTok, that's the sound of your biological clock ticking. Better go home and try to make a baby before it's too late, sweetheart.
No eggs. You don't have any jokes.
By someone who wrote in said book that such misogynists should be arrested by the police. By someone who called Elon Musk a, quote, online abuser. By someone who said America was too free-spirited. By someone who said the lockdowns weren't draconian enough. By someone who literally tweeted, quote, force away, lock us down. And by someone who sang with zealous glee about wanting to step on her enemies.
I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing.
But according to Jankowicz, she's a nuanced, reasonable person.
I have prided myself over my career of being a really nuanced, reasonable person.
Hold up, Scary Poppins. Let's do a quick recap. Free speech is sinister, shudder-inducing, and shouldn't exist. Approved regime apparatchiks should have the power to edit and censor your tweets. The government, run by her, gets to decide what's free speech and what's disinformation. Men should be thrown in prison for online misogyny and lock me down hard. Harder, daddy. So reasonable.
Reasonable person.
None of that sounds nuanced or reasonable, but it does totally sound like a narcissistic control freak. And someone who shouldn't be in charge of anything remotely related to free speech. She also ludicrously claims that she was non-partisan.
To say that I'm just a partisan actor was wildly out of context.
You amplified the P-Gate dossier, a piece of actual disinformation that the regime pushed to try to stop Trump winning the election. You ceaselessly raged against Trump before the election, then amplified the actual disinformation that Russia interfered in it to help him win. You called on people to vote for Hillary Clinton, literally tweeting hashtag I'm with her, while claiming a Trump win would embolden ISIS. Trump actually destroyed ISIS. You were recruited by a left-wing anti-Trump resistance group in 2017. Your BFF is Taylor Larea out of Doxing Conservatives, the same left-wing activist who said you should be, quote, off limits from criticism, and you've got the nerve to claim you're non-partisan.
I'm just a partisan actor was wildly out of context.
Do you think we're stupid? Evidently, the answer is yes. Now, there was an excellent article written by John Nolte out of Breitbart on this very subject. Washington Post debases itself in eulogy to Biden's fascist disinformation board, and he lists, or goes through a list, of the fact that these same deep state regime entities that get to decide what's disinformation and what's not, this is what they were responsible for. That telling us that Trump was a Russian spy, the coronavirus vaccine would stop the spread, global warming is real, it's not. Black Lives Matter rioters are immune to the virus, remember that. Inflation is transitory. Raising taxes lowers inflation. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. The Capitol Hill police officer was beaten to death by Trump supporters. All that was, of course, completely false. Yet the same regime that came out with all that weaponized, harmful disinformation thinks it gets the right to set itself up as the ultimate arbiter of the definition of disinformation. They don't, and at least for the time being, this program is rightly suspended. Summit.news will be back.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So, Big Sis is Big Sad. The Ministry of Truth has at least temporarily been disbanded, and now the legacy media is out pushing more disinformation that it was because of a coordinated right-wing disinformation campaign. That claim within and of itself is disinformation. It wasn't coordinated smear campaign. It was legitimate criticism, speaking truth to power, the genuine expression of concern about handing power to the government to decide what's free speech, what's dangerous disinformation that gets banned, as we know, governments working hand in hand with social media to that very agenda. And I mentioned this John Nolte article in Breitbart. Washington Post debases itself in eulogy to Biden's fascist disinformation board. He talks about the Washington Post article by Taylor Lorenz, who, as I mentioned in the video, literally made a career out of harassing and doxing conservatives and then cry bullies and claims that people are harassing her by providing her with legitimate criticism. He lists a few other things that I didn't even get the chance to mention in the video from Nina Jankowicz, who, of course, postures herself as a nuanced, reasonable person during that MSNBC interview with Chris Hayes. But he makes the point in this article that nowhere does the Washington Post tell its emotionally unstable subscribers that Jankowicz declared it a national security threat to ridicule her, Vice President Fraudulency Kamala Harris. So she literally thinks it's a national security threat to ridicule the Vice President of the United States, while the person writing the article, Taylor Lorenz, says that she should be beyond criticism. I notice a common pattern emerging here, which is these ruthless technocrats, these control freaks, thinking that your free speech doesn't include the right to criticize government officials. Oh, Russia does that. They're bad. They ban dissidents. They imprison dissidents. They kidnap dissidents. That's terrible. But we want the power to do it too. It's okay when we do it. He adds, Jankowicz wanted to give approved elites the power to edit everyone else's tweets. I mentioned that in the video. She stated her fear of free speech absolutists, which in her mind means people who criticize those in power. Oh my God, the horror. She spread the audacious lie that social media censors leftists and marginalized communities more than conservatives, which on the face of it is absolutely insane. Go through a list of prominent right-wingers conservatives banned on Twitter over the past 5 years. Compare that to prominent leftists. Bit of a difference there. Social media censors leftists, how she spread the Alpha Bank hoax or her propaganda about how men can give birth. And yes, she also said that parents who complain about CRT are basically pushing disinformation themselves. That common theme that it doesn't exist. Again, anything embarrassing, harmful to the narrative of the regime, it doesn't exist, apart from when they talk about it, and then it's a good thing, like the Great Replacement Theory. Or, he goes on to mention, her fantasizing about having ghost sex with an underage Harry Potter. Absolutely disgusting. Very weird woman, if you look into her background and her history, and very positive for Americans that she's not in charge of a board that could regulate free speech, could punish people for literally just criticizing government officials. And on that subject, Twitter introduces policy to prevent spreading of misinformation during crises. Again, what is a crisis to an hysterical mob? Literally everything. Twitter announced on Thursday that it has introduced a new global policy to address the spread of misinformation during crisis situations. And again, this is so they can control the narrative, the same with everything that happens on social media. Another thing happened this morning in the same vein. Occasionally, you'll find on Twitter that, for whatever reason, an organic trending hashtag slips through the net, slips through the brick wall of censorship, and they immediately call upon their much vaunted fact checkers, who, of course, we know are just propagandists again for the regime, literally working hand in hand with governments, to denounce said topic, whatever it may be. This morning, it happened to be chemtrails. People in the United Kingdom posting all these chemtrails over their houses, whether you believe that's a legitimate issue or not, there are arguments on both sides. Within about an hour, they changed it from just an organic trending topic, chemtrails, to an official fact check of chemtrails, and that it's all BS and that people who push it are all insane conspiracy theorists. And they do that on a regular basis. Well, now they announced today we're introducing our crisis misinformation policy, a global policy that will guide our efforts to elevate credible, authoritative information and will help to ensure viral misinformation isn't amplified or recommended by us during crises. Again, another attempt to control the narrative. Talking about controlling the narrative, let's go to this UFO video. Because back in the 90s, as I explained, UFOs, alien abductions, was seen as a crank, fringe, extremist theory. Now it's endorsed by the establishment. Now they're having congressional hearings about it. And now the deep state is literally legitimizing it. Why could that possibly be? Here's the video. Pentagon confirms UFOs are real. Let's roll it. The Pentagon has confirmed that at least some UFOs are real and are unexplainable. The admission was made during the first congressional hearing into the subject of UFOs for 50 years. Top military officials spoke about how some of these unexplained aerial phenomena, UAPs, the military term for UFOs, had no discernible means of propulsion. These include 11 UFO near misses with US aircraft, including this newly released video captured by a pilot in the cockpit of a Navy fighter jet. There are a small handful of events in which there are flight characteristics or signature management that we can't explain with the data we have available, said Scott Bray, the Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence. Those are obviously the ones that are of most interest to us. My question is, why is all this coming out now? I grew up in the 90s completely obsessed with the subject of UFOs, but back then governments and the legacy media treated the entire issue with nothing but scorn and derision. Ufologists were seen as fringe cranks, and people who reported sightings were ridiculed. And all this was after decades of popular culture, in terms of television and blockbuster movies, satiating the public with the social engineering that it was actually all real and all being covered up. What changed? Why, around 10 to 15 years ago, did the establishment suddenly do a 180 and start treating the subject with so much seriousness? It's widely accepted that the deep state has exploited the obsession around UFOs as a camouflage for top secret military technology. It's always helpful to push the idea that people witnessing tests of cutting-edge propulsion systems and exotic aircraft are actually seeing alien spaceships. And what about alien abductions, cattle mutilations? Could the explanation be something far more sinister than benevolent alien visitation, and something far closer to home? If you thought the last 2 years proved how easy it was to manipulate the public into mass compliance, just think what the legitimization of alien visitation or the prospect of off-planetary threats would accomplish. Just ponder what technocratic control freak hell could be unleashed if the public is convinced that ET is about to invade. Why do you think the subject of UFOs and aliens is now being endorsed by the Pentagon, the legacy media, and the establishment in general? Let me know in the comments below. So there you have it. Again, the establishment having flipped from about 15 years ago from deriding the entire UFO alien abduction subject as fringe, crank, conspiracy theorist material, now literally having congressional hearings where top military brass say that in, at least in some cases, it's real, they can't explain it. Used to be the case that they were supposedly terrified about revealing the existence of aliens to the public because they panic, awesome Wells War of the Worlds style. But now they've completely flipped. Why is that? Very interesting. We'll be back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now I'm going to come back in the final 5 minutes and cover some of this remaining news, including now they're adding new colours to the LGBT plus QI blah, whatever, however many letters they've added to it. Almost as many colours are now being added to the flag. It's beyond parody. I'm going to get into that, but we have this story. Back in May last year, Patrice Kahn Colores, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, constantly whinging about, quote, white supremacy in the housing market, then going on to spend $3.2 million, that's a good grift if you can get it, on four homes, including a $1.4 million property in LA's rustic and semi-remote Topanga Canyon, which has a black population of just 1.6%, seems to be quite eager to get away from other black people, who knows why, But of course, the Ponzi scheme that is Black Lives Matter, the scandal surrounding that has deepened to an infinite degree in the year since this article was published. And here's Nigel Farage talking about the latest scandal involving Black Lives Matter and the Ponzi scheme of this establishment-controlled organization. Here is Nigel Farage.
Black Lives Matter. You must remember 2020. People chanting, screaming it. There was hysteria. There were police officers in London taking the knee. Indeed, many football teams still do. Yes, Black Lives Matter. This wonderful organization campaigning for racial justice. And anybody that dared to stand in its way was a bad person and should be cancelled. Well, many of us that stood up to it were. I did, because I knew Black Lives Matter from America. I knew when it swept across after the horrible death of George Floyd. I knew this was an organization I did not trust. I knew this was an organization more intent on division than it was on bringing anyone together. Well, try this for size. The accounts have been issued for 2020, a year in which the organization raised $90 million. That's right, $90 million. And much of the funding came from the usual suspects, organizations linked to Soros, which have been backing BLM for years. Much of it also coming from big corporate America, you know, the people on the West Coast, the tech giants, all of these guys. Most of it, though, coming from ordinary men and women who were taken in thinking this was a good organization. What do we learn from the accounts? Well, we learn that Patrice Cullors, who'd been running the organization for some years, well, she seems to have had a very good year because she's managed to purchase 4 real estate properties since 2020 in America, including one in Los Angeles, a nice 7-bedroom pad costing $6 million. Yes, she owns it, but she says that it's for housing needs and for production studios. It sounds like quite a studio. But not content with that, the father of her child has earned nearly $1 million organizing live events. And surprise, surprise, her brother got a security contract for $840,000. One of her fellow directors has managed to earn $2.1 million providing services to the company. And the more you go through this list, the worse and worse it gets. It's clear that this woman and her friends in BLM, out of the open-heartedness and gratitude of many people who thought that BLM was doing the right thing, this woman has taken their money. It is a complete and utter disgrace. It exposes Black Lives Matter as a completely crooked organization, intent on lining their own pockets, intent on creating more division. Has anything improved as a result of their protests? No, I don't think so. I'm just wondering now whether all the lovers, all the great and the good, all of those who condemn me for what I said, whether they, you know, present match of the day or whatever else it is, whether they're actors, I just wonder whether any of them will actually be embarrassed. I wonder whether any of them will apologize for backing this organization. I expect, in return, a stony wall of silence. But at least BLM have been exposed. And really, folks, what we should be thinking about is this. Not dividing people up in terms of their race, ethnicity, sexuality, age or class. What we should be doing as a society is trying to bring people together in a spirit of meritocracy. It would be so much better if our kids at school were taught to be colorblind, which in many ways, naturally, they are. I was with a friend at the weekend who said to me, Nigel, we're probably the last generation who will look upon people as, regardless of their skin color, we'll be colorblind to all of these things, and now we're all to be divided up and to be labeled and to hate each other and to get ready for the great Marxist takeover. I hope this little video exposes BLM to you. Don't be taken in by them. Don't be taken in by anybody that supports them. And if you see BLM, whether it's on a football match or a cricket match, you know, please tell the organisers to drop this corrupt organisation.
There you have Nigel Farage, and again, Premier League footballers in England are still taking a knee for BLM before all their games. Some of them are just standing there and applauding. Some of them don't know what to do. But some of them are still performing this act of subservience, obedience to the BLM narrative, despite the fact that the entire narrative, the entire motivation behind the organisation being a corrupt Ponzi scheme, is revealed more and more every single day. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports a new flag already. Woke London Mayor Sadiq Khan unveils new LGBTQ plus flag for Ida Hobbit, whatever the hell that is. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has apparently unveiled a new version of the LGBTQ plus pride flag for International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia, Ida Hobbit. That seems like not a day, it seems like every single week they have some kind of event to mark the great oppressed, downtrodden movement that is LGBT, supported by every major corporation, every major government, the entertainment industry, the music industry, supported by judges who will punish people for offending the LGBT community. But now they've added more colours to the Pride flag. Yes, if you could believe that that was even physically possible. They already added all the trans colours to the flag a few years ago. Well, now they've added hot pink to symbolise women. Apparently now just women in general are part of LGBT movement, whether they're LGBT or not. And they've added something else to include non-binary people, black, brown and queer people. That was already included in the previous version. And also two-spirit people. And God knows whoever else. They've released a 50 pence coin, the Royal Mint, because this, again, group is so downtrodden and underrepresented. Their flag literally flies over government buildings in central London because they're so downtrodden and underrepresented. And now Disney is joining in on the carnival too. Of course, Disney, appealing to children, they've now launched a new line of LGBT clothing, despite the fact that their favourability ratings have completely collapsed because of their endorsement of this entire woke agenda. Disney said, "We stand in solidarity with our LGBTQI plus community everywhere." They've left out some letters there, pretty bigoted of them. Haven't included the two-spirit people or the women. In show of solidarity, Disney introduces new LGBTQ plus clothing line for young children and babies. Because inducting children into, now whatever you believe about the moral aspects of it, a lifestyle that provably leads to mass depression rates and suicide of gays, transgenders, go and look up the figures, that's really healthy to promote that to children, isn't it? Again, kids shouldn't be exposed to any kind of sexuality whatsoever, but when they're exposed to the sexuality that leads to misery, suicide and depression by Disney, a corporation that exists to basically entertain children to a great extent, no wonder people have a problem with that. But somebody who did have a problem with LGBT movement, because it's so downtrodden and oppressed, is a man in Florida who did a burnout on an LGBT coloured crosswalk. Yes, because he offended the woke mob, the LGBT community, who are so downtrodden and oppressed. Zero Hedge reports Florida judge orders vandal to write 25 pages of LGBT fiction. Yes, he has to doff his cap. He has to prove his ideological subservience to the agenda because they're so downtrodden and oppressed by writing a LGBT fiction based on the false premise that gay Pulse nightclub shooter Omar Mateen deliberately targeted the LGBT community. As we know, he didn't. It was a generalized attack for US military interventions in the Middle East, but now this guy has got to write a complete fiction in ideological subservience because he dared do a burnout on a colored crosswalk. That's it. War Room is...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.